The name's Nukem, Duke Nukem, and now it's time for the Action Nerd. I love this guy.
Welcome, everybody, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I am Shane, the Action Nerd Logans, and today I am with a very special guest. Some of you will know that I'm a pro wrestling fan. My shirt actually says Pro Wrestling Anti-Hate Relentless Wrestling. And with me, I have one of the stars of Relentless Wrestling. I have the dynamic Rook Kelly. How are you doing today, Rook?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing, good sir?
Not too bad, not too bad. And you had a performance this last weekend. Sadly, I was not there. I took a personal rest day because I was like, I'm not gonna risk driving at 10 o'clock at night and being tired out behind the wheel. So I was like, no, I'm just gonna take a day to myself. And apparently I missed a lot at this last little Relentless. So
it was a crazy show. Well, I mean, either way, you still have to take a rest, you know, take care of you first. Make sure you're not any obligation right now to come see me. If you come see me, I'm extremely excited and appreciative. You know, I'm not like going to force you to like, no, I don't care if you're tired. You come see me. But I appreciate it. And thank you for very much for having me on the show. Yeah, Relentless it was really, really fun. Every time I'm there, it just keeps getting better and better.
Oh yeah, it's a every time I've been going since September, and the first time I saw you perform, I was like, this guy kind of looks like RVD from back in the day. So,
if I had like a check mark list, that's probably like easily over 100 times I've heard that now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I take the compliment because yeah, I have the same type of ponytail. I guess, like, if you were to shave my face, I'd look like, yeah, RVD 99 2000 circuit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See that. The ECW version of him, yeah.
So. Well, yeah, he was definitely my all-time favorite wrestler growing up. I based a little bit of my style off him. And also, it's like him and Jerry Lynn and a lot of other technical wrestlers, like, morphed into one.
Yeah, I've seen it's like seeing you live in the ring. I've seen you doing the technical wrestling, and you know, I like that. I'm like, okay, it's not just, you know, drama, like certain shows there are that I do like sitting down and watching from time to time, but I'm like, okay, you got a slow little story going on, and then you boom, you just get right into the wrestling, and it's like that's what I like. Like, I ran into you last month at the WWE Super Show here in Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. That was a blast. That was my first WWE performance, and seeing some of my favorite wrestlers. What's that?
I'm sorry, that was your first ever?
Yeah, first WWE show, yeah.
That's awesome. Megaton, congrats, dude.
Yeah, it's like seeing some of my favorite wrestlers there. Like, I didn't realize how big Randy Orton was until I saw him perform in person. And I'm like, me and a buddy were like, does that guy have like 12 pack abs? He's just huge. And it looked like he mauled Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger than people realize. Well, he's still 6'4", 6'5". So you're like, oh, that is a lot taller. When you're someone Like me, who's 5 foot 7 on a good day, anytime I'm around someone who is above 6 foot, it's like, all right, I get it. I get
Yeah, you and I are both the right around the same height. I am just slightly taller, but you could probably kick my ass with all the skills that I've seen you do.
humble brag on the height. No, I don't. I'm not gonna just start a fight with you just because you're taller than me.
No. But it's like you're not just also a wrestler. I've seen some of your artwork, like you've sold it at the shows. So my whole big question is like, what was your like origin story for getting into art, doing drawing, and then before you got into wrestling, or which came first for you?
Being an artist came first. I was, gosh, I must have been anywhere from 4 to 6 years old, somewhere in that age range. Just first, everyone was crayons, pencils, whatever, markers. You just do it just because it's fun. But yeah, that's my earliest memories is doing that. Even if it was like really crappy circles with smiley faces on them with little thin lines for legs. Yeah, I was always an artist first, and then pro wrestling got me into wanting to be athletic and wanting to be like, okay, this is something that's the coolest thing ever. So art and video games were like the first, and then once I got more into wrestling, then it was about the balance between being creative one way versus wanting to physically be creative. If that makes sense.
So it's like you didn't mention like RVD and Jerry Lynn. Like, what was the first wrestling thing that got you inspired? Like that, like got you hooked on wrestling yourself?
Oh gosh, I would I just remember watching it on it as a little kid, and I just thought it was the coolest thing. I was just channel surfing like most other wrestlers, channel surfing one day, and saw two grown men throwing each other around, and I just thought that was the neatest thing ever. And then I wanted to keep watching it, and then that's what I saw myself doing.
Nice.
Did you repeat the questions? I don't feel like I answered that better, like as best as I
Oh
could.
no. It's like what got you into wrestling was the question.
What got
So
me into well, yeah, that was what got me into wrestling was just channel surfing. But what really inspired me is I remember buying the Best of Halloween Havoc VHS. It was from like, I want to say like 88 to 97, 98, 1 to 3 matches from each pay one of the pay-per-views. And then yeah, that's what got me really hooked. And then going back and forth, WCW and WWF. It was just like, oh, they're on break. Oh, they're on commercial break. Oh, go over the other channel. Oh, they're on
Yeah.
commercial. The other.
It's like for me, like I remember vaguely remember a little bit of Hogan and Andre wrestling back in the 80s. I'm just a few years older than you are, so I'm like, all right, I remember, some of the older guys wrestling, and I was living in the country because my dad's retired military. I was living in the country at the beginning of the Monday Night Wars, as they wrestling fans like to lovingly refer to it about with WCW and WWF. And I remember when I was 13, me and my uncle were sitting there together, and we were watching WCW together before I moved to Germany. And there it was just a little odd because, like, oh, if I wanted to see Monday Night Raw, I'd have to wait for Saturdays, actually, for the British network to air it. And if I wanted to see Monday Night Nitro, it's like Friday nights on a German channel, they'd always show it. So, and it was also around the Attitude Era, and I was watching that, and I do remember my dad going, "Hey, what's 316 stand for?" And I was like, "Oh, it's on Stone Cold Steve Austin shirts." And he was like, "Plus, but no, that's not the correct one I was looking for, but okay." And but yeah, it's like you could see in the background, I got some of my wrestling figures on the background, but the wall I'm facing out, I got a lot more, so
Those are rookie number. From what I'm seeing, those are rookie numbers. You got to bump those numbers up.
oh yeah, I plan on it. I'm actually like you, I do some artwork. I've actually been working on a few drawings today that I decided I'm gonna frame and just hang up on my wall right there, next to my figures and my Roadhouse poster tin that I have hanging up right now.
I've been seeing you getting better and better.
Yep, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's like my line work's gotten better. My coloring, I'm getting a little bit better, but I'm working on it because yeah, we're buddies on Instagram, and I've been messaging you going, "Hey, this is what I worked on." So like, you got the JCVD Jean-Claude Van Damme because I've seen you do the splits, and your entrance theme is the theme song from Bloodsport. So what was like actually inspired you to take on the dynamic Rook Kelly persona per se in the ring?
So I actually came up with like the name, but I had no character with the name when I got it. It was like in 2015 is when I decided to go with the Dynamic Rook Kelly as the moniker. But it wasn't until late 2017 when I came up with that character. So I would consider myself a good for quite a bit. I was a good worker, but I didn't have a character. And he knows how to wrestle a good match, but what is the dynamic Rook Kelly, so to speak? And so it was 2017. I was talking to someone, and they're like, well, Rook, what's your favorite? What were your favorite things growing up? So me, it was Mortal Kombat, video games like Power Rangers. I'm like, okay, well, Mortal Kombat, who's your favorite character? And I was like, well, Johnny Cage. So sure enough, they're like, okay, describe what Johnny Cage is. Without saying what Johnny Cage, like, okay, he's like a martial arts action movie star who stars in his own stuff. And then I just remember this guy come up to me, he's like, well, guess what? That's what you are. Like, that's your dynamic. You're so done. You're not an A-lister, you're not a B-lister, not even a C-lister. You're a D-lister, and the D is for dynamic. And I was like, all right, you got it. So I believe I've
I was
been.
like, you're seeing your skills. I was like, I wouldn't put you down as a D-lister myself. I would be like, you're probably like low B, high C. Because I've seen some people who are like, why are you acting in movies? And I'm like, certain wrestlers, you just seeing the promos you guys do and seeing like some of the promos that you've put up, like your $1 million ponytail trailer you put up. I was like, no, he's got some skills. He's got some skills, but more than some of these actors nowadays that just keep popping up everywhere.
Oh, you're being too kind. I appreciate it. I may be an action star, but I haven't gotten the chance to work with all the ones that are in main cinema now. I believe I would do well, though.
No.
I'm confident in that.
It's like another thing I like when I see you at the shows is you're grateful to the fans, which we've all heard stories of certain wrestlers who aren't that way. Which I, being a fan, I do appreciate it. Thank you for being willing to talk to the fans. And like I think you and I had back in November, I think it was like a 20-minute conversation during a match, and we were both like looking over at the match, but talking to each other, just starting to get to know each other. And I think that's when I surprised you when I told you I was about to turn 40, and you're like, "What?"
Well, yeah, you don't look it there, pal.
Oh yeah.
I didn't
Now
call that
sometimes I wake
immediately.
up. There's times where I wake up and get up out of bed. I'm like, yeah, I can feel my age. And
Trust me, my hips and my knees feel that same sentiment.
well, seeing like back in January when I saw you perform, you were up against J no, yeah, it was the Super Aces. You had Goon on your side, and I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but seeing you in that match do like jump down and do the splits, I can understand why you got a little hip issues there. So
Oh, yeah.
just seeing that myself, I was like, ow, that I can feel that pain right there on myself. So
Trust me, I feel it at times. I believe it
oh.
was a, I think it was a mirror that
Yeah,
was.
I think that was Amira. So it's, but yeah, it's like September is when I started getting more into the independent wrestling scene, and that's mainly because of Relentless. Whenever people post stuff, I think you posted recently you were either in Portland or Seattle performing a couple weeks ago. Where
Oh,
you
Tacoma.
oh, okay, Tacoma. Yeah, you were I was like, oh, that's awesome. It's like I'm glad to see, because kinda hate to give him a little credit because of who it is, but Chase James with his shirt saying support independent wrestlers, which I do have. You know, everybody's, you know, you gotta have the faces that you love, and then you got the heels that you love to hate. And well, Chase is one of the heels that I love to hate. So
Oh,
it's like, so
yeah.
what's that?
Oh, I was just, yeah. Sometimes you want to love to hate him, but other times you just, I think it's not that you love to hate him. I think it's that you hate that you love him.
Could be that. Yes, it could be that. But it's, so what exactly got, or who was your first contact with Relentless Wrestling that got you hooked up with that agency there?
Oh, how I got to wrestle with Relentless.
Yeah.
Well, the director, if you will, the producer, the promoter, the main man in charge of this movie was Chase James. I showed him what the dynamic Rogue Kelly can be all about. Sent him some good VHSs, you know. Some good laser disc matches of mine.
Well, it's like, yeah, which is surprising because I've told people that I was like, oh yeah, Chase James, he's one of the heels, one of the bad guys, and people are like, have you not seen his face? It's so lovable. I how can you hate that face? And I was like, you haven't seen him in the ring or seen some of the stuff that he's done in the ring per se. I'm like, ah. But like you come out and everybody just loves you. Even when, you know, oh, like Goon comes out, they cheer for Goon, but I swear the pop is always louder for when you come out.
Oh, that definitely makes me feel good about myself. I don't know. There's like TJP got a pretty loud reaction out there, and then Tom Lawler got a pretty big reaction out there.
Yeah,
I do.
well, that was also the heavyweight championship match, and hearing that, I'd like to, if he ever listens to this, I'd like to say congratulations to TJP being the new Relentless heavyweight champ. That's awesome, because I saw Tom Lawler actually win the match against Kida that to become the first one, and that was back in December, and I thought that was an awesome match. And I think my next question would happen to be is, when is it going to be your chance to go up against T, well, right now TJP, to go for the heavyweight belt?
TJP winning the title, excuse me, TJP winning the title. It was a shock and a huge opportunity for a lot of people as well. So if I'm on that, if I'm considered to be on that opportunity list, then I'm all for it. You know, when's it my turn? We'll see. You know, I can't predict the future. So it is something I definitely want to gun for that I do want to get to at some point. However, that opportunity may present itself, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, because if the ref hadn't been distracted, we would be, I would actually be talking with the Relentless Pacific Northwest champion now instead. But you got, I was so upset with that match where you got robbed from that title. I was like, oh, come on, leave it to the Flame, or well, at the time it's the Super Aces to distract the ref and get their boy the win there. It's like every time I've seen you wrestle, you've gone up against, it's either the Flaming Aces or the Super Aces when Jaden shows up, and I'm like, ooh, they're like definitely the guys I hate to love see them in the ring, and I'm like, I just love seeing them get the crap kicked out of them, but I hate the like the dirty crap that they do in the ring. And I'm like, and I've seen every time they come in, they're being loudmouths, they're being jerks, and you always show up basically going, I'm gonna punch you in the mouth to get you to stop, which as a fan, thank you.
Well, what can I say except for you're welcome? now I'm gonna have that song stuck in my head. Thanks. yeah,
So
well,
yeah, it's
this movie saga has been a focal point, has been again me and the Flaming Aces. It's kind of like the Fast and the Furious saga, where at some point there's going to be have to be like a split off somewhere, like a some side canon non-canon movies or whatever, and then at some point something's going to happen.
It's
I just
well, yeah, it's like so you're like, okay, there's gonna be our like Hobbs and Shaw coming up soon, possibly, or
It could be like with how this has gone. Like, seriously, I feel like I've been clashing with the Aces now for like 6 7 months, and I feel like for the last 6 7 months it's turned into like 6 7 years, even though that's not how that works.
no, it's But you know, every time I've seen you in the ring with like a tag partner, you got Goon who lives up to the name Goon in your corner, like helping you out, like being your tag partner. How did you guys meet through Relentless, or did you know each other beforehand?
Well, with Goon and I showed up to work one day, and that's the guy who I was sharing my scenes with, and that's the guy who I had to fight. It was kind of a, oh, this guy's big. And he comes out to Metallica. I really enjoyed that song, and then that was his theme. So I was like, I don't know what I should do now, and I'm conflicted. I have to fight this guy. I don't want to hate his music. I don't want to not like his music just because I have to fight him. But yeah, he's big. He's a big dude, and we got to face each other. And let's just say I barely won, but I did win.
Nice. Yeah, because every time I've gone to Relentless, you guys have been on the same team. You've been tag partners, which I'm like, I enjoy it because, like I said, your theme is the Kumite fight for your life from Bloodsport, and he comes out to Metallica, and I'm like, it's kind of interesting, like two conflicting styles there teaming up together. And doing great work. It's just been funny because almost every time I've been, with the exception of last month, every time I've seen you and Goon go up against the Aces and the match has gone out of the ring and into the audience, I've almost been tackled almost every single time. Last month, I broke that streak when Zane kind of fell right into me. I think Amaro was chasing him down. Which was pretty funny. It's like, yeah, it's like I just love seeing you guys in the ring together. It's awesome, and it's like you're always talking with the audience members at the meet and greet or during the breaks, and Goon's off in the corner like he's kind of hiding.
It's not that he doesn't like people. He's kind of a dark, more to himself kind of being, you know. However, that's kind of the allure of him, right? You're like, what's with the burning candle in the corner? I gotta go talk to this guy real quick.
See, I think another question I have right now for you is, are we going to see the dynamic Rip Kelly at Relentless Monumental, which is next month's show for March 30th? I actually have tickets for it. I'm going to be in like the fifth row watching this. I actually got my tax return early and I was like, this is the one thing I'm going to do for myself. And I got the meet and greet. I'm going to be with the VIP status. So I'll be there at like 5:30 in the afternoon talking to all you guys. But Are we going to see you in the ring or possibly in the audience? That's my question.
That's a really good question. You know, there's a lot of movie roles that I think that I'm meant for, and then there's movie roles that I don't know if they're for me. Like, I'm not good at romance movies. You're not going to see me in romance, right? You want to see me flying ninja kick someone's face off. You want to see me spin my ponytail ridiculously fast. Now, if I'm, let's say, to appear in this movie, how's it going to be for the audience, one way or the other? How's it going to be for the extras who are there in attendance? How's it going to be for all the viewers watching everywhere else?
Yeah, it's like I've been saying, I enjoy seeing you in the ring. It's awesome to see you in the ring. It's I will definitely say you are one of my favorite independent wrestlers there is out there. And mainly just seeing you like jump up in the air and kick people. And I would just with how they've set up for Monumental, it'd be awesome to see you in the middle of the ring at the local Northern Quest Casino we have here, because it's got a it from what they're saying, it's a big venue. And the venue you guys normally have, there's a couple hundred people. And I would love to hear, me being a fan, I would actually love to hear, you know, people saying Rook Kelly or just yelling out your name, Rook, and it's 1,000 people.
Well, that's always a goal of mine on any given night. Any night at the office, any given night on the set, I'm always wanting to hear hundreds, hu a hundred, 100+, 100 and 100s, thousands. You know, that's what I want to get to. But to have it for Northern Quest Casino, yeah, that would be a pretty monumental moment. See what I did there?
I was gonna say, if they listen to this, you know, Jackson Price, Chase Jame, or Ashley Knight Pro, hint, 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 Rook Kelly, huh? It's like I'll be a little harassing towards Jackson. Him and I went to high school together, so
You're definitely allowed to voice your opinions, but just so you know,
yeah.
I'm not forcing you to go speak, spread the word. That's on you. I sincerely appreciate the thought, of course.
So, all right, it's like right now you're on the independent scene. Is there any time in the future that we could see you on like the main stage with either AEW or WWE or Ring of Honor or possibly New Japan Wrestling? Is there any possibility we could see you on those?
I believe there is a possibility. I just don't know when that's going to be. That's one of my goals, obviously, is to be on any movie set. And for no matter where I go, people are like, oh man, there's the dynamic Rook Kelly. I love his movies. No matter what set, no matter what area, no matter what city, state, wherever it's going to be, I just want everyone to know that I am dynamic. That's. And then when they get to know that, more and more people get to know that. You know what I mean? And then eventually, the right director, the right movie star, agent, manager is going to come my way. If that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. So here's another one that I was just thinking of. What type of match do you not want to be part of? Like, because there's the death matches, there's the people taking cheese graters to a guy's head or light bulbs to somebody's face or staple gun to somebody's back or thumbtacks to somebody's back. Is that a like a hard no, or is that something that you're like you got to think about before you actually jump in the ring on with that type of thing?
Oh gosh. We're talking Rook Joseph Kelly, his thoughts on that type of wrestling versus the dynamic Rook Kelly's thoughts on it. We're almost looking at two different things.
So, all right, well, what does Rook Joseph Kelly say about that? Compare, it's like, what So what is your personal thoughts and what's the dynamic Rook Kelly's thoughts on that?
Okay, I guess we're gonna split this for the audience members. We're gonna break the
Throw
fourth
a little curveball
wall.
for you.
We'll throw a little curve, break the fourth wall while simultaneously keeping the storyline, like keeping the magic part of it on. All right, Rook Joseph Kelly thinks that there's a wrestling isn't just wrestling. You know, there's a place for everything in professional wrestling and why it's there. Growing up, I used to love hardcore wrestling because I watched ECW. So for me, it's not like I wasn't exposed to it. WWE did hardcore matches, WCW did hardcore matches. As far as like death matches and how it's kind of evolved with glass and thumbtacks and barbed wire, it might not be my thing. Like, it may not be like something I'm always going to watch first or second, or make a focal point to watch it. But I have to respect it because it's still professional wrestling. You know, like there's different facets of professional wrestling, and that just happens to be one of them.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a deathmatch guy. It's like if I see too much blood, I get a little queasy and I'm like, no, thank you. I turn away. So that's one thing I have liked about Relentless Wrestling is they don't focus on blood if there is any blood. Certain times there have been, especially when you get Drexel in the ring, and he gets that staple gun of his.
Yeah, that seems to be his favorite toy to use in the ring is a good old fashioned staple gun. You know? as far as what dynamic Rook Kelly would think about, some movies are rated PG, some movies are rated PG-13, maybe a hard R because of excessive violence, but then there's movies that the kids should not be around, and some X-rated movies do not need to be around those kind of eyes. Or you know what? Why did I say some? All X-rated movies should not be around those type of eyes. I had to think about that. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not gonna leave you on that. Ugh.
Yeah, but it's in your career, what has been your favorite match that you've wrestled in?
Ooh, see that's a tough one. Favorite match or favorite match scene that I've shared with someone, I guess it had to be my match with Jeff Cobb. It was
Okay.
in Seattle. I had wrestled for a then company called 321 Battle, and then it was one of the coolest matches I've ever had because it was a big test for me because over in that spot I've wrestled Bob Evans, and I've also wrestled B-Boy over there. So I've had some pretty big, like, okay, here's some name challenges. I've been in the business or know the business for a while. Have fun. And with Jeff Cobb, that was like my ultimate match. And then tied with that was a match that I had with a wrestler named Hermano. Oh man, he was really, really talented. And that was over in Reactivate Wrestling over in Richland.
I have heard of that one. I haven't seen any of their stuff. Like I said, I didn't start getting into independent wrestling until September of last year, so I'm trying to like learn as much as I can about it. And yeah, I watched the mainstream stuff like WWE. I watched
Okay.
it when it was originally WWF. So I've been a fan of wrestling most of my life. There's times where I've fallen out of love with it, and then I fall back in love with it. I think the big turning point for me was, I fell back in love with it last January at with the Royal Rumble in 2023, and just seeing the craziness of everybody and seeing some of the big name stars that we have nowadays, and seeing like the return of Cody Rhodes, who's I was always liked him as a wrestler, but seeing how he is now, he's become one of my favorites. He's so it's like, is there any like the mainstream guys that you would love to share a scene with?
Oh, plenty. There's plenty of mainstream guys I'd love to share scenes with, regardless of the company. Let's see. Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes, that would be like going from one class and now, okay, now you're ready to go to the advanced class and be able to hang with them. That's something that would be a goal of mine, especially a huge dream match opportunity. Let's see, AEW. Oh, one of my favorite guys that just got there was oh gosh darn it, Keith, Brian Keith. Like that dude's he's so good, and he's like only just getting started. Like he's been in the business for like over 15 years, but he's just now getting even more to his peak level, if you will, to his prime. He's just getting started, so that's a guy I'd love to share scenes with. TJP, got to learn in one of his classrooms, if you will. He had one recently for Relentless Athletics. Let's
Yeah,
see.
it's I'm just thinking I would love to see the dynamic Rook Kelly go up against LA Knight. That would be, I think, would be a great one. I think you guys would do well again, either being on the same team or against each other, because you have your persona, he has his, and I just think you guys could just make each other better.
Oh, make each other better. Wow. That's a huge compliment. Well, yeah, I believe that would be a really, really fun match. That is something I would like to have as well. So I'm gonna put it out in the universe, put it out in the movie universe, if you will. Work to get there. We'll see.
So, and it's like, yeah, I know some independent wrestling is inspired by the mainstream, like the bigger guys. Well, you like I said, or you've said TJP is part of Relentless, and he was part of WWE, I believe. We got Mustafa Ali coming in March, who was part of WWE. If the promotion pictures are right, we got Danhausen from AEW coming in for Monumental in March. I know Brooke Havoc, she's had her hand in with AEW. What little like scene advice have they given you guys, like seeing these people who've been with the so-called bigger leagues or bigger mainstream stuff? Like, what have you gone up to him going, hey, what advice can you give a guy? Or what ideas do you guys like spitball off of each other?
Oh, I mean, they give us really good advice. Like TJP will give great advice on how to structure your movies, structure your matches, your moments, and how to really showcase your acting ability, showcase your technical ability, your wrestling ability. Because I feel like he's not just a legend. I feel like he's not just a coach. He's all of every that mold into one being, So he can teach, he can lead, he can take you on an emotional roller coaster, and he's a guy that can do so much that you haven't even seen everything that he can do. And after all the years he's been in, that's a guy I was really, really happy to, even if it was just for a day, even if it was just for like a few hours. That was really fun for me to learn and apply what he taught me to now my scenes,
All right. Well, it's like everybody knows there's like always a dreaded scene partner, like the one guy that you kind of worry about that you want to work with, but you're like, it could go either way. Which performer would that be for you?
What do you mean?
Well, like,
And
okay, you want to work with the guy, but you're kind of worried that if you get in the ring that you could get hurt or he could get hurt, or they might be in the wrong mood and just say screw it and just want to take your head off and not play it safe.
well, we don't always try to go in there, with bad intentions. We don't want to, genuinely, we don't want to hurt each other and send each other to the hospital or not be able to, physically do anything the next day. We want to make sure that we all still have a job. We want to make sure we all still can be able to go back to our families or our loved ones and still be, not be paralyzed, not be, not needed to be waking up in a hospital bed or anything like that. As far as there are guys who go in there when, because anything can happen, anything can happen even if you have the best intentions in the world. You're trying to protect each other. And just unfortunately, that's the wrestling business. Like, not anything can happen. Anything, actually, when you think about it, not just wrestling, but everything else. Anything can happen when you step on the football field. You could just step wrong and tear your quad, or you get hit wrong. You could, anything can happen. MMA, it happens all the time. And then you also got to figure, just any other sport.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Here, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. I do apologize. Bear with me just a moment. All right. I sincerely apologize for that.
Oh, it's all right. It's all good.
What was the last question that you asked? I do apologize. One more time.
Oh no, you answered it. But like what I was about to go, it's like I've seen your artwork that you do. Like,
Oh.
is there any specific like costume design that you wanna have? Like inspired by any comic characters or other movie characters that you'd like to incorporate in with your costume?
Oh, absolutely. Funny enough, there was one time I wrestled where I was pretending my movie character was basing him off John Wick. So I wrestled in slacks, button down with a tie, and I even had the, yeah. So it was a little warm wrestling in that, but like I was John Wick. Like,
Oh,
instead
that
of,
would have been awesome to see. That would have been a good one to see.
Instead of them going after my puppy in my house, it was my ponytail, and I was equally upset. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you had the promo, your $1 million ponytail tra movie trailer. That was a great one. When I saw that one, I smiled. I believe I sent that to my roommate before he passed, and because for a while he was going to the events with me, and that was like our little bonding thing that we did before he sadly passed away. But we both like there's a couple t like he'd see me talking with you, and you'd get it like whenever you get in the ring, I'd be like, dude, he's in the ring, he's in the ring, and we both paid more attention and focused on your stuff because you always come out with this energy, this like you give 200% in your in these matches, and you give a damn, which I know some people are like, I don't feel it tonight, I don't want to do this. So, but no, it's like being a fan of wrestling in general, it's like I appreciate when you're not phoning it in or possibly doing something that can endanger yourself or even the audience. And because we've all heard of the different stories of some of the bigger name wrestlers, like, oh, they were on some sort of substance and they decided to say screw it and go into the ring anyways. And it could have been severely hurt or hurt somebody else. Like you, I've seen you get in the ring and you're giving 200%. And I've seen some of the moves you guys do when the action has gone out in the audience. Like, I've seen you try to basically protect the audience. It is that like what thoughts go into your head when you're like, oh, it goes out of the ring and into the audience. What's one of your thoughts that goes through your head?
Making sure that no one gets hurt. I don't want to, like, I've had times where either someone who ran out of the ring, like dove out of the ring, were lightning fast, and I had to, like, make sure to catch them. Or times when I ran out super fast and I had to dive and make sure that the guy who was catching me, he's catching me too, not going to hit the audience. And then my biggest thing is just, like, I just make sure that no one got hurt. Do they get hit? And if they did get hit, again, like, not hurt, they're going to be okay. That's my biggest thing, making sure the co-stars and the extras, if you will, the supporting actors, there you go.
Well, it's like I'm not gonna take up too much more of your time here, so we'll be wrapping up. So if people want to find you on social media, Rook, where can they find you?
Well, if you want to find me on, you can find me on Instagram. It's dynamics underscore rook underscore Kelly. That's Instagram. And then on Twitter, it's dynamic one rook K. And that's on Twitter. And then if you want to find good old me on Facebook, it's just Rook Joseph Kelly. I don't think anyone else has that name, so I think I'm the only one. There can be only one.
Oh, nice. Go with the Highlander there. Gotta
That's right.
always do that.
That's right, damn it.
Well, it's like, Rook, I do appreciate this. I will be also putting your links onto my link tree, which is link.tr/ShaneLogans. That's ShaneLogganS, where you can find my social media contacts and all my past guests, and now the dynamic Rook Kelly. So, Rook, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it, man.
Well, I appreciate being appreciated, and I appreciate you, and thank you for being patient with me. I got on a little late today, just about a few minutes late today, but that's on me. And then thank you for just having me on the show in general, man. It means a lot.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I appreciate this. And like I said, you're starting to become a friend of mine, and I'm like, all right, I'm looking forward to seeing you in matches so I can actually talk to you in person instead of just sending messages across social media, which is always still it like when you go, hey, dude, your drawings look good, or hey, when like we check up on each other every now and then. I like that interaction, and I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and I hope that we continue with that. So
So do I.
keep practicing and keep getting better at your artwork, and I'll do the same thing with
Oh,
mine.
all right. So, thank you so much. And I just like to tell my audience, thank you so much for listening. And I am trying to get back into the more the weekly episodes. So, I do appreciate you guys for sticking around. I know I've had my issues being constant with episodes, but I hope everybody has a nice day. Thank you. Bye.